folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Inke. This is show number 191, and the show today is all live music because the theme is remember concerts? Remember those things? They're coming back eventually. So this is my second show in a series of three on live music, just to give us a taste once again. This is a band called A Crowd of Bold Sharemen out of Newfoundland and Labrador. I'll tell you more about them in a moment. They're doing a set of Rufus Ginchard tunes. Talk to you in a minute. Thanks for joining me. One aerobic way to start a show. That is A Crowd of Bold Sharemen. That was a set of tunes from Rufus Ginchard, fine fiddler from the Northern Peninsula of Newfoundland, Labrador, and that was Payne's Choice, Old Boney, and the Bluebird. And The Crowd of Bold Sharemen was five folks who were just amazing in terms of their skills at Newfoundland traditional song and instrumental music. Veteran performers who they did lots of festival appearances, they did some recordings, they toured Ireland, Australia, UK. Jim Payne, Fergus O'Byrne were in it, and Jerry Strong, and some of the other members were Danielle Payne and Corey Clark. But this one was recorded at, recorded in Cape Breton, the Celtic Colors Festival, and it had Colin Kerrigan on fiddle and Graham Wells on accordion. They take their name from a traditional Newfoundland song of the sea. So this is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this show is about Remember Concerts. Yes, this is the second show in the series, and I'm going to play all music that was recorded at festivals and concerts and so on to get us in the mood. Next up, we have Dirk Powell and Christine Balfa. Dirk Powell is a musician, a writer, a producer, a composer, a studio owner, engineer. He's from Southwest Louisiana, although he has roots in Kentucky. And he's certainly committed to Creole and Cajun culture. And that fused with his early classical training to form this unique vision. He's won, actually, I think it's about four Grammy Awards he's been part of. Christine Balfa is a Cajun musician. She's the youngest daughter of Dewey Balfa, a wonderful traditional Cajun fiddler. She helped to create the Cajun band Balfour Toujours in 1992. And her husband, Dirk Powell, remember that name? Yes. It was a longtime member of the group. And she was also a founding member of the Cajun band Bonsoir Catin. So this is Dirk and Christine together doing something called The Troubles of Todd Balfour.
Lifting, lift that baby.
Of course, that's Neil Young, the Canadian-American singer-songwriter, musician, and activist. Well, now he's actually a dual citizen now. I think he became a dual citizen just this year when the last president was finally out of the office. Anyway, something like that, but he's still Canadian. He started his music career in Winnipeg in the 1960s, and then he moved to Los Angeles. He joined Buffalo Springfield with Stephen Stills and a bunch of other folks. And then Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and so on and so on. He's received lots of Grammy Awards. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has inducted him twice. I think once as Buffalo Springfield member and once for his own work. His guitar work is unique. His deeply personal lyrics and his signature high tenor singing voice kind of defines his career. Some people called him the godfather of grunge. This is from a CD called Live Rust. This was recorded on his Rust Never Sleeps tour, which was way back, like 1978 or something like that. Anyway, last century. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is show number 191, a show about concerts. Remember those? Second show on concerts. You could be listening on Radio Belle Island, CJBI, which is 93.9 FM in Belle Island, Newfoundland and Labrador, or possibly Cape May Radio, WCFA 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey. However you join me, I'm glad you're here. Next up, we have an Acadian band called 1755. It's named after the Great Deportation of 1755, during which the Acadians were sent out of Acadia. And this band was active from in around 1975 to 1984 and so on. A few times after that, they reformed again. They were kind of credited for launching the modern Acadian musical scene at the international level. And people said that 1755 was much more than a band, but they were actually, and this is a quote I like, the chant of a generation. Here they are live at the Colisée de Moncton. And they're doing something here called Rue Dufferin, 1755.
Même si les
Yes, that's 1755, the Acadian band in front of some adoring fans at the Moncton Colisée, something called Rue Dufferin. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we're doing live music today. And so next up we have a set of three pieces, and this is from a folk festival in Germany. Now, Germany and parts of Europe have had wonderful folk festivals because they have such a diversity of individuals. So three bands. One is Eric und das Polk. And Eric und das Polk were a German folk rock band. They started by Eric Schmeckenbecker, and he had this idea to create this new German folk music that combined different musical styles like polka and rock and blues and waltz and Tex-Mex, Cajun, and so on. They came into being around 1992, and actually it was for this festival, this particular cut that I'm playing, that they got together for a performance at the Rudolstadt Dance and Folk Festival, or Dance, yeah, Folkfest Rudolstadt. So this was their first recording, but they did a full CD later that year, and they got the German Record Critics Prize for that. They did some other recordings. They were only around for about 3 years, something like that. So we have them doing something called Immer Weiter. Next up, we have Floyd Westerman. Now, he was also known as Red Crow. He was a Dakota Sioux musician. He was a political activist. He was an actor. He established a career, first of all, in country music. And later in life, he became an actor. As a political activist, he spoke and marched for Native American causes. He was born on the Lake Traverse Indian Reservation in South Dakota. And when he was 10 years old, he was sent to the Wahpeton Boarding School, where he first met Dennis Banks. Now, Dennis Banks became a leader of the American Indian movement, actually, if you know your history of indigenous settler relations in the United States. There, Westerman and the other children were forced to cut their traditionally long hair. They were forbidden to speak their native languages. They tried to convert them, and all these sorts of things that happened, many much worse even at residential schools. This experience profoundly impacted his development, his entire life. And as an adult, he kind of reclaimed his heritage, and he became an advocate for indigenous cultural preservation. He's doing a song called Missionaries, which is a very pointed pointed comment on what people tried to do to those young indigenous children. And then we end off with Martin Carthy and Dave Swarbrick. They're a famous folk duo created in 1966. They played an important part in this shake-up of British folk music in the middle to the late 60s and so on. They parted at first, I think it was 1969. Swarbrick joined Fairport Convention. Martin Carthy did solo, and then he joined Steel Eye Span. They revived their partnership in 1989. They played together back and forth throughout their careers. And they won in 2007 an award for the best duo ever at the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards. So we have three tracks here and three different kinds of music, kind of a German polka fusion, Floyd Westerman, indigenous awareness and rights, and Martin Carthy and Dave Swarbrick. And they're doing something called A Question of Sport, all from a German folk festival.
Ich hab Schläger. Ich hab Schläge gespürt. Ich kenn schon die Regeln in dem Spiel. Und ich hab sie verlassen und ich hab sie verführt. Mal mit und mal ohne Gefühl. Immer wieder, immer wieder, immer wieder kopfüber hinein in das Spiel. Immer wieder, immer wieder, immer wieder kopfüber hinein mit Gebrüll.
Spread the word of your religion. Convert the whole world if you can. Kill and slaughter those who oppose you. It's worth it if you save one man. Take the land to build your churches. Sin to tax the house of God. Take a child while he is supple. Spoil the mind and spare the rod. Go and tell the savage native that he must be Christianized. Tell him end his heathen worship, and you'll make him civilized. Shove your gospel, force your values down his throat until it's raw. And after he is crippled, turn your back and lock the door. Like an ever-circling vulture, you descend upon your prey. Then you pick a soul to pieces, and you watch them as they decay. 'Cause religion is big business, as your bank account will show. And Christ died to save all mankind, but that was long ago. Missionaries, missionaries, go and leave us all alone. Save the soul of all your white men, we have a God of our own. Missionaries, missionaries, go and leave us all alone. Save the soul of all your white men. we have a way of our own. Oh, I am humanity cast in the flood. Wave your liberty as I come among you. I ride the ark on a sea of blood. They call me the great Azania. A sword like the dove released in the air when they tossed me through the window, tied to a chair. I landed in the middle of Trafalgar Square. I come to visit all your bad dreams upon you. Now the first that I met when I came into land was the Grantham grocer's daughter. She cried aloud, how sorry I am. There wasn't anybody here who could have caught you. She crooned in my ear like I knew she could. A cabinet briefing on the misunderstood. Bathed my wounds in my very own blood. Calling on the world press to support her. Oh, the cameras rattled and the questions flew. Everybody sang a Rule Britannia. The cabinet jumped up two by two, joining in with their own memoranda. They went maximum leverage, minimum force. You get your dividend, but you gotta stay the course. They sang as they all trooped off to the house. God save our gracious Tina. Oh, they knew by the bruising around my body I clearly was a threat to the nation. Knew that menace to life and limb was a matter of interpretation. They had me down at the dog track, running like the hare. I was huge on the replay screens right there. Crowds flung their hats in the air, marvelling at my acceleration. Oh, they heard me cry when I fell among thieves. The billy club beat a tattoo on me. Joined the brokers and crowded the eaves, jostling to get the best view of me. They sang, suffer little children and see how they run, as the tear gas flew and the shambok sang. Still as the white wall necklace burned, they prayed out aloud for their piece of me. Oh, the birdmen of Ponsmore raged in the dark. Grand man come to saddle up and ride him. The birdmen of Ponsmore built them an ark, no divine telegram to guide him. Landman shouted, Randman cajoled, did the township jive at the photo hall. The words of the birdmen spangled the wall, a weeping tear gas diadem. It said, I am humanity cast in the flood, wave your liberty as I come among you. I ride the ark on the sea of blood, they call me the great Azania. A sword like the dove released in the air, you left me for dead at the foot of the stair. And there's a stand in the middle of Trafalgar Square. Resurrections all around him.
That's the very lithe stylings of Martin Carthy and Dave Swarbrick, and something called A Question of Sport. Before that, we heard Floyd Westerman, something called Missionaries, and we started off that set with Eric und das Volk, and something called Immer Weider, and that was all from the Folkfest, Tanz and Folkfest in Rudolstadt in Germany. Back in 1992, this is Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening on the Voice of Bombay, CHBB, 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour. So many numbers, you know. Or possibly on Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB, which is 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. Or one other here, Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, Labrador, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we have Dave Gunning and J.P. Cormier together. This is recorded at one of the Celtic Colors events in Cape Breton. Dave Gunning is a folk singer-songwriter. He was born in Pictou County in Nova Scotia. He attended in 1981 a very important concert. It changed his life. It was a double bill. John Allen Cameron and Stan Rogers. And he's never been the same again. He's released about a dozen albums. And he received a Juno Award nomination and a number of Canadian Folk Music Awards, ECMAs, and so on. J.P. Cormier was born in London, Ontario, but his parents of Cape Breton lineage, which he has taken up residence in. As a young boy of five, he already showed a lot of promise as a guitar player, a musician. He played for a variety of bands. He became indispensable. He was a sideman for many years for Stomp and Tom Connors, by the way. All of this before he was 20 years old. And he's amazing on so many instruments. He's produced, I don't know, 150 releases for other artists or whatever. They finally got together out of Celtic Colors, and they were able to record this track. This is Dave Gunning and J.P. Cormier, something called Kate of the Gowrie.
Afternoon, a wee before the sun went down, my lassie with her brand new gown came over the hills to Gowrie. I praised her beauty loud and long, around her waist my arms I flung. I said, my dearie, will you come to see the hills of Gowrie? Like a rosebud fresh from morning shower, blooming fresh within the sunny bower. Katie was the fairest flower that ever bloomed in Gowrie. I'll take you to yon wooded dale where blooms the purple heather bell. There we'll tarry for a while before we go to Gowrie. Soft kisses on her lips are laid, the blush upon her cheek soon spread. She whispered modestly and said, I'll go with you to Gowrie. Like a rosebud wet from morning shower, blooming fresh within a sunny bower. Katie was the fairest flower that ever bloomed in Gowrie. Like a rosebud wet from morning shower, blooming fresh within a sunny bower. Katie was the fairest flower that ever bloomed in Gowrie. Fields of mountain time,
I offer her a love so fine.
My bonnie lass of Gowrie, like a rosebud wets from morning shower, blooming fresh within a sunny bower. Katie was the fairest flower that ever bloomed in Gowrie. Like a rosebud wets from morning shower, blooming fresh within a sunny bower. Katie was the fairest flower that ever bloomed in Gowrie. 'Twas on a summer's afternoon, a wee before the sun went down, my lassie with her brand new gown came o'er the hills to Gowrie. Thank you.
that's flooded in light. In the fine print they tell me what's wrong and what's right. And it comes in black and it comes in white. And I'm frightened by those who don't see it. Where nothing is owed, deserved, or expected. And your life doesn't change by the man that's elected. If you're loved by someone you're never rejected, decide what to be and go be it. Flooded in light. In the fine print they tell you what's wrong and what's right. And it flies by day and it flies by night. And I'm frightened by those who don't see.
That's the Abbott Brothers, captured live. They're the Abbott Brothers are an American folk rock band from Concord, North Carolina. And they tend to put sort of country and punk and pop and bluegrass and folk and honky-tonk, various things together to produce a novel sound. They started around 2001, and they released a CD. They recorded it in their dad's garage with all the tools around. And they set out on a self-booked tour to promote the new album. Well, a year later, they began preparations for a follow-up. And indeed, they haven't looked back since. They've got lots of tours, lots of CDs, and a great fan base. That was Head Full of Doubt and Road Full of Promise. Before that, we heard Dave Gunning and J.P. Cormier. Something there called Kate of the Gowrie from a Celtic Colors concert. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 191. And the show is Remember Concerts, number 2. So I'm just playing a bunch of live music again, just because I can and because it reminds us of what is yet to come. Next up, we have Johnny Clegg. I love playing his stuff. He passed away, unfortunately, a couple years ago in the midst of what he knew would be his last tour. He was a white singer-songwriter who became a national hero in South Africa. He used music to defy the apartheid-era segregation laws. He formed mixed-race bands, which were illegal, and he performed both black and white audiences. He mixed Zulu influences into songs. It brought him a great deal of success in his home country of South Africa as well as beyond. He was known as the White Zulu, or the Black White Person. He spoke fluently Zulu. He was an energetic and skillful exponent of Zulu dance. He was an anthropologist by training, though he was born in Lancashire to a Rhodesian mother and a British father, but he spent most all of his life in South Africa. He visited Zulu work camps when he was growing up, and that had a great influence on him. He did lots of solo work as well, and collaboration with others, and political activity over the years. This is from a set of concerts he did at the Nelson Mandela Theatre. This is Johnny Clegg, one of his, one of his hits, I guess, Scatterlings of Africa.
Sinking low, scatterlings and fugitives, hooded eyes and weary brows, seek refuge in the night. They are the scatterlings of Africa, each uprooted one.
Oh, mama, yeah.
Scatterlings of Africa.
Oh, baby, mama, yeah. Mama, yeah. support. God bless you all. Good night.
If you want to see how people of Sudan does it, like this.
Recording, we're listening to Tariq Aboubakar and the Afro-Nubians. The Afro-Nubians are a world music band based in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. It's sort of a traditional pan-African style of music blended with some Latin and some reggae and rock and clearly some jazz in this track, which was called a Serra Jazz. And he's and exhorting people to, you know, remember where jazz came from. Yeah. It came together, the band itself, not jazz. The band came together in 1992. The founders included Sudanese emigrant Tariq Aboubakar, and it featured Canadians and Africans amongst its band members, and I would say African Canadians for sure. They released about three albums. They were named Band of the Year at the Toronto African Music Awards back in the day. Shortly after, before, I guess, the band, and this was in 1998, they were going to leave on their first U.S. tour. Aboubakar took a trip to Sudan, and he was killed in a motor vehicle accident. And so since then, they've released this live album of some of their work from before he passed away. And Aboubakar, I mean, he worked at a car wash or something like that while he was starting this band. He just worked really hard, and he became one of Canada's best-known African musicians. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 191. It's a show called Remember Concerts, number two. So we're playing all live music. You could be listening in a variety of places, possibly on Caper Radio, CJBU, 107.3 FM in Sydney, Cape Breton, or maybe Fanshawe's 106.9, the X, CIXX, in London, Ontario. However you got here, I'm glad you're with me. A couple more tracks yet to go. This one is from a band called Quebrez, and its name kind of combines Quebec and Brittany. It's a Breton-Quebec music group. They were founded back in 1977, and the instruments were like dulcimer and Irish flutes and clogs and guitars and harps and violin, mandolin, bombard, and so on and so forth. This is something called Son Ar Christe. This is slightly different. Quebec and Breton together. La 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 Yes, indeed. We moved into another track there, our last track. This is a band called Le Rêve du Diable, The Devil's Dream. They're a Canadian folk music group from Quebec, Quebec folk music group. One of the oldest folkloric music bands in that province. They began in 1974, been together for well over 40 years, started by Gervais Lassard and Claude Mette. And they made their first album in 1976, and they've got about 8 albums out, maybe since then, something like that. They continue to do workshops here and there. This is something called Le Rêve de la Paix, Le Rêve du Diable. Before that, we heard from Quebrez. Thanks for joining me today on Roots and Branches and Beyond. All music from concerts. Oh boy, it's going to be great, eh? When we get back to concerts. Do take care of each other at these times, especially, and happy trails.